Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Thank you so much for being here. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Yep.
Okay. Some days it feels like the world is on fire all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot to get to. We're going to have some fun today, too. Start here. David, you're saying we need more gun control. What is this concerning?
I'm not saying that, by the way. Oh, hell no, I'm not saying that.
No, I would never even suggest that you would say that. Are you kidding me?
I don't want somebody out there to think that take you seriously there. But this has to do with the murder of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was murdered by a career criminal during a traffic stop earlier this week. Donald Trump is going to his wake today. The White House was asked if Biden would be doing anything. Hey, is he going to go to New York and at least acknowledge this tragedy and that we got a real problem here in the criminal justice system that allows this guy out on the street? For as long as he was. Well, here's what Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had to say about that.
Okay.
Look, our hearts go out to this officer who tragically lost his life in the line of duty. We're also praying for his family during this difficult time, who now
time
has...
Time out. Sorry. I thought the left couldn't do that. They don't want thoughts or prayers.
No.
Thoughts are fine.
Usually prayers, that's...
Prayers is the... Ixnay.
The left freaks out over
Can't
prayers,
that,
but
no.
She is offering them this time.
Right.
Okay.
Who now has an empty seat at their dinner table. President Biden is deeply grateful for the sacrifices police officers make to keep our community safe. This shooting is yet another painful reminder of the toll of gun violence, that what it's doing to inflict on families and our communities and our nation. And that's why the president signed more than two dozen executive actions. That's why we're able to pass a bipartisan agreement to deal with the gun violence that we're seeing in this country. Obviously,
okay, time out. Yeah, this was later on in the day. Yesterday, and we were off air when you heard that, Scott. You went ballistic.
Well, it's, I mean, these feckless freaks, I'm just so tired of them. I really am. I'm just, you know, you let the, I mean, pay tribute to this person and let it go.
I mean, don't focus on.
Why are you doing this? You got to put the political wedge in there, don't you?
When you're talking about a career criminal.
Yes.
Let out again.
Yes.
And then shoots and kills this police officer.
Yeah, let's not worry about that. But let's make sure we get our plug in for gun violence again.
Yes, of course.
More work needs to be done. We need Congress to continue to act on making sure that our communities are safe. Again, our hearts go out to this officer and
horrible.
And his family.
You're a horrible person. Horrible.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how millions of people who legally own firearms in this country are to blame for a criminal who was not legally allowed to have a firearm on him. I'm wondering why it's my responsibility that he killed a cop.
It's the gun grab, dude. That's what that is. We've gone over it I don't know how many times. If you're a felon or if you're in possession of a firearm illegally, what if you raise the penalty? Automatic prison. They will never entertain that. They won't do it.
Well, it's almost like you rush through the first half so you can get to the second half.
Right.
Well, you know, thoughts and prayers to his family. And it's a terrible tragedy and this awful thing that happened. The White House is laser focused on gun. You know, here we go.
Right.
Again with this.
Well, there was something else too, man. I don't know. Did you guys hear what the mayor, Eric Adams, had to say?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard this yet.
Okay, yeah. You'll want to hear this.
April 2023, less than a year, gun charge. He's back on the streets. This is what you call not a crime problem, a recidivist problem. Same bad people doing bad things to good people.
Who's at fault? Whose policies? They're yours.
Well,
the left. That's the leftist policy. I mean, it's not tough on crime. And he went on to say, you know, this is good guys versus the bad guys. And the bad guys have guns and they don't respect police. Why is that? It's crazy.
Well, I mean, just now in New York, or not that long ago, I should say, I mean, when you have a court system that is willing to say that it is a right for people to riot, to block traffic in a form of protest and whatnot, why do you think it is that people don't respect the police?
Because they've been led by the leaders of the left in the media.
Again, bad behavior, there's no consequence to bad behavior. Right. There just isn't.
No.
There isn't.
It's incredibly frustrating. Something else that I just happened to see real quick, because, you know, it comes up every few days that the Democrats have a problem with their voting bloc, especially Muslim voters. So all of a sudden, the United States is turning its back on Israel.
Right.
You see it with Biden and ceasefire and the UN and everything else. And I just happened to see Victor Davis Hanson, who I think we all have a lot of respect for, wrote a piece, not even that long. It's just Gaza, truth behind all the lies. And it goes through each part of what's happened since October 7th, just as a reminder. Because you hear genocide, you hear all of this nonsense from the left. And the first thing he goes after is occupied Gaza. Prior to October 7th, there were roughly 2 million Arab citizens of Israel, but no Jewish citizens in Gaza. And goes through the entire history of this occupied Gaza thing, just as a refresher. And then collateral damage. Hamas began the war by deliberately targeting civilians. It massacred them on October 7th, and it goes through everything that basically you already know, but somehow the left forgets or doesn't care. And then he goes under disproportionate, a whole paragraph, because we're told Israel wrongly uses disproportionate force to retaliate in Gaza. And again, it goes through different wars in history, which he's an expert on. And, you know, saying to root this out, what else are you going to do? Hamas has objections to disproportionate violence, but only when it's achieved by Israel and not Hamas, which is true. The two-state solution, that's a lie. Hamas didn't want it. That's why they attacked, to take out Israel. And then the so-called ceasefire, it goes through the entire thing. Civilian casualties, foreign aid, prisoners, all of it. And again, sorry to be a broken record, the media, our media legacy, lies to people every day. They don't give the whole story, which is one of our biggest problems in this country, is that so many people are brainwashed because they grew up believing, you know, what a newscast would tell them in the nightly news or on a morning news program, and still thinking they live in that reality when we don't anymore.
Well, you know,
it used to be slanted always.
Well, yeah, well,
but now it's flat out propaganda.
But well, now you've got an alternative media too.
You do.
I mean, to point these things out.
And they're losing their grasp, and that's why they're freaking out, especially NBC. And there's more to that story too.
Oh God.
That we'll get to a little bit later.
Yeah.
So we have another city that's cleaning itself up because visitors are coming in, and we know this city very well.
Yeah, this weekend Portland is hosting NCAA women's basketball tournament games. And the city is showing that, you know what, it is actually possible to clean up the streets. It is actually possible to clear out the tents, clean up the graffiti, and enforce the law. Here's part of the report from Fox 12 as they were talking about the improvements that are happening around the Moda Center and in parts of downtown.
Okay.
The city government is cleaning up around the Moda Center and preparing law enforcement to keep the tournament safe.
Been partnering with hotels, you know, getting out to the restaurants, just making sure that we're seen and available
with this event that's coming to town, try and do our best, put our best foot forward.
Portland Police Chief Bob Day says during the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games, there will be extra foot patrols around downtown and Old Town. The Portland Bureau of Transportation says not to expect any road closures because of the games, but they have been cleaning up graffiti around the Moda Center and the Lloyd District. The city says they've been cleaning up cams for the dashboard.
Go ahead, Scott. You're shaking your head over there.
Well, I mean, this is what they did in San Francisco.
Yeah, when China was coming.
When China was rolling in, we cleaned everything up. And then people there were left going, well, wait a minute, why don't they do this all the time? We live here. We pay the taxes here. What is going on? Yeah. Well, you know why they do it.
Why?
Because the same reason you clean up your house before you have friends over. Same reason. You want it to look that way, although it never is, except that, you know, short amount of time they're actually there. They did this.
Well, the weird thing,
they could do it whenever they wanted. They choose not to.
A lot of these cities, it's unloving to do it until we have people coming. We don't want anybody else to see it. Then we got to have some tough love and clean this thing up. But then you can go back to doing it after everybody else is gone.
So what do you, when you close Shutter Island, where does everybody go?
The city says they've been cleaning up cams, but their dashboard shows no increased focus around the Rose Quarter because of the tournament. PBOT says they will be sweeping the streets Wednesday and Thursday, all in an effort to get the city to be in the national spotlight.
There you go.
Yep.
Whatever.
I know, man.
That's fine.
I know. And of all days, David, I'm glad you're back, man. I know you're not feeling very good. I think on Monday, everyone felt sick. It's like it's getting worse for some and just trying to hang in there through the week.
That's right.
And I just happened to see this today. The average American spends 84 hours a year working sick.
Well, I can see that. I believe it.
So that's 10 and a half work days. Top reason. Do you know why?
Hungover?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Are you thinking about your past now?
Yeah, right. You know, calling it a sick drunk.
Oh, gosh. Still using that line years, man. Yeah, we got projection going on right now.
Right.
Scotty Robbins.
Well, I did it. I know.
It says we'd rather power through than not have people think we're being dramatic.
Yeah.
47% said they'd rather work through an illness than take a sick day. And 34% of people worry that others might think they're being lazy or a wuss. And I understand why they would think that. Because if someone takes a day, Scott, usually you're going to guild them on it.
I haven't guilted. That's kind of in the past. I don't think I've done it in the last hour.
Yeah. You know what? I think about it, since your heart attacks, you did calm that way back.
Yeah.
It used to be, oh, sick again?
Right. I know. How many
days are they sick?
I mean, when you have a life-changing event, sometimes other things change.
When I texted you on Tuesday that I was out, your response was, oh, yeah, what are you picking up at Victoria's Secret this afternoon?
See, that's a lie.
Is a lie. Actually, you just said feel better.
That's what I said. Feel better, David. Okay. Hey, man, you have little kids around, I mean, you get all kinds of junk drug into your house.
You know, 10 and a half days working sick, that may have been true until I had little kids, especially once they started going to daycare. I've actually had, like, a winning streak for the last 2.5 months or so where I haven't gotten sick, and then it all hit me at once.
It's like you live in the McDonald's ball pit.
Pretty much,
right now.
Yeah.
Every other kid's whatever they have, too, they bring home.
So you didn't send him the one text you were thinking about?
Which one was that?
You want me to bring the maxi pads over to your place?
See, that's a lie, too. That's fake news.
All right. Man, did you hear about this woman in her 70s that still owes $108,000 in student debt from 40 years ago? This is wild. Get that in a news update coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Quick update, David. You were talking about the slain officer in New York City.
Yeah.
The NYPD has told city council stay away from the funeral.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Or like if you know what's good for you and best for everybody, just stay away. Because they're really holding them accountable.
Well, we don't need your phony opportunistic sympathy.
Right.
No thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally understand that. Okay. Well, we mentioned this retired grandma that still owes $108,000 in student loan debt.
40 Holy years. Smokes, man.
After taking out the loan.
How many years?
40.
Wow.
Well, this was a local Chicago story and it's getting some national attention. And you know, for some media outlets, they're using this to say, see, this is why we need student loan debt forgiveness. So I'll let you decide what you think. But in the story, this lady, Nancy Peter, took out this student loan to finish her psychology degree. And as the story reads, almost four decades later, still paying it back. So the interest compounds and compounds, and every penny I don't pay, it goes sky high. She did take out another loan to go to graduate school at Loyola.
There you go.
And has worked as a therapist for nearly 40 years. She's 71 now, retired, and owes $108,000. More than triple the initial amount of money she borrowed. Said she's enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan that allows a borrower to pay what they can based on how much money they make. Sometimes the payments are so low they don't even cover the interest.
Wow.
Okay, not a situation you want to get yourself in financially.
Well, no.
I'm not Dave Ramsey, but I can say that with confidence.
No.
She went into forbearance on the loan at one point because of health issues. She had permission to temporarily pause payments, but the interest kept building. And so in the story, they talked to a student loan attorney working to help borrowers ease debt. So that happens all the time. It's really important for borrowers to understand that when you take out loans, pretty much any type of private loan or federal student loan, interest usually starts to accrue immediately. So as soon as the loan is dispersed, starts accruing interest. And talking to this lady, she kind of lays out the one way she could get out of it.
I'm hoping I'm going to get a good job and I'm going to make money and I'll do whatever I need to pay this back. And the interest compounds and compounds. So every penny I don't pay, it goes sky high. It's just about $108,000. This will sound terrible, but I have a paper of different ways that you can have your loan forgiven. And the only one I fit into was that I would have to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so then what's your takeaway from it?
Well, it's a sad story. Here's the thing, man. If you're making minimum payments on anything,
yeah,
you're in trouble. you're going to be paying a lot longer, and a lot more interest is going to pile up if you're just doing the bare minimum.
Yep.
This is probably a perfect I don't know her history of repaying this.
Here's the thing. With all of this going on with student loan, here's my first takeaway. Is anyone out shouting from the rooftops to kids coming out of high school? Before you take out a bunch of loans, do you know what the situation is?
No, they're not.
Are universities doing that?
No, they're not.
No,
of course not.
Of course not. No.
No.
No, but the media will use this to say, we need to pay off everyone's debt.
No.
And forget about all the people that have tried to pay along the way.
It's free money. Yeah, it's free. Here. You don't think about paying it back.
I know. And compassion for her.
I can't believe $108,000, though. Wow.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Yeah. $108,000. Because it keeps compiling, man. All right, biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day. Wow, I mean, we need to start robbing universities.
How so?
I mean, we need to start taxing the hell out of them to fund debt repayment.
Yeah, you look at administration costs at universities and what's happened over the last 25 years. It's absolute insanity.
We need to start taking money from the endowments.
Yes. Both of you guys have been saying this for a long time. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Because the elite, they want to keep this deal going as long as possible. You know that. All right. Much to get to. David's got a great one for What's Your Story. You got to hear straight ahead. The millennial, David Van Camp, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. All right, David. Talked about this a few times over the last couple days. NBC. Boy, what a tell to the entire nation.
Oh, yeah. Well, so they hired the now former RNC chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, to be, they paid her a couple $100,000 or whatever to appear on NBC and MSNBC as a political analyst. And then the dorks in the newsroom threw a fit about it. And, I mean, publicly were going out there and saying this is damaging to the credibility of NBC News. And so then the MSNBC side of things said, well, we're not going to have her on our station. No, we're never going to do that. And then NBC News, again, they had her on once, and apparently they've parted ways now.
Yep.
So, again, the dork fascists at NBC have won. Well, now it's come out that MSNBC president Rashida Jones actually participated directly in recruiting Ronna McDaniel. She wanted,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You want to have special insight into the Trump campaign and into the workings of the RNC during a crazy election year. I mean, what would be the harm in having her on other than she hurt Chuck Todd's feelings a couple of times?
Right.
And as I'm watching this whole drama play out, I can't think of a single boss who would have tolerated the type of behavior we saw publicly from folks at MSNBC and NBC News.
I don't either, except I did hear this. And, you know, man, I'm listening to podcasts and getting news reports. I would give credit. I'm trying to remember where this was from. But he was saying that, I know, it was Megyn Kelly from when she worked at NBC. She said when she was working there, Chuck Todd had said to her, by the way, just so you know, you'll outlast all the executives here. Because with the executives, it's a revolving door.
Yeah.
Which she could laugh about because NBC turfed her.
Yeah.
Basically, paid her to go away. But she said it's, you know, you look at it and it's kind of true. It is a revolving door. And that's why when all of the, quote, talent sort of banded together and had their temper tantrum on air, the brass almost felt like, okay, we have to, you know, bend the knee, which is crazy.
Well,
because it's almost like, how would I describe this? All right, I usually do analogies with sports or with music, so go with me for a second here. We'll go with an analogy of a band that was once huge and now is barely doing theaters and soon to be doing the fair circuit, okay? Mm-hmm. Like a Spinal Tap movie. Everyone around them is still telling them they're huge, they're great, they have, you know, all this prestige. And so you're in this bubble and you believe it. It's almost like the people at NBC still think that America looks to them for credibility. They have no idea that most people in America look at them like a joke. You look at trust in news media. What is it, 11%? It's an all-time low. It's insane. They've all done it to themselves. But the talent there still thinks we have, you know, this incredible, you know, product. I mean, Nicole Wallace talking about our sacred airwaves. She actually said that.
Oh, I know.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was. That's great.
Oh, I got to get that clip for you, David.
Yeah, David needs to hear it, too, because when he played it yesterday, I'm like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Nicole Wallace is somebody who has a mental breakdown every time that red light comes on top of the camera.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Yes. So with all of that, they've really done themselves in.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, throughout your work history, no matter what you do,
mm-hmm.
what line of work you decided to go in or where you are now, I don't know of employees who got together and badmouthed the people that run the organization or own the organization, in this case, the board of directors, whatever, that are being paid by these people who were allowed to get away with it. Okay. I can go back of my work history and go, I can't think of a time when we would have publicly or our social media pages trashed where we're currently working and kept a job.
Well, I did it, but I knew I was on my way out.
You were on your way out, though. You knew that.
Yeah. I mean, that was like 25 years ago.
Most people just don't do that. If they do it, they fully expect to be let go.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're begging to be let go. That's why it happens. But, I mean, for Chuck Todd, when I saw Chuck Todd, I thought immediately he either A, wants to get fired, or B, has absolutely no fear of anything he's about to say. None whatsoever. Turns out it was B. He's not going to get fired.
All right. There was a montage of clips, Dave. Let me see if this is...
Get rid of our system of government.
In this instance, NBC News, either wittingly or unwittingly, is teaching election deniers that what they can do stretches well beyond appearing on our air in interviews to peddle lies about the sanctity and integrity of our elections.
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it.
My colleague Chuck Todd went full William McAvoy.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
I mean, it goes on forever. The montages that were put together of these people. It's something, man.
Oh, it's really something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll find the Nicole Wallace clip.
David, I'm telling you, if you haven't heard it before, you need to hang around for this one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's one of the best.
It is. Okay, I know that point of the show, got to go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
Sorry, the William McAvoy thing threw me off a little
something?
Bit. From that show, The Newsroom?
Yes.
These dorks. These absolute dorks.
They are.
My goodness. Okay, the story I have for What's Your Story. Remember the conjoined twins that were on Oprah years and years ago? They had their own reality show for one season or so.
Two girls, right?
Yeah, two girls. Yeah, Abby and Brittany Hensel are their names.
Yes, I remember them. Yes.
They were in the TLC reality series, Abby and Brittany. They have a new member of the family. Abby is married. Now, I don't know how this works. They're both elementary school teachers, what's the guy's name? Josh Bowling. He's a nurse and a U.S. Army veteran. They got married in 2021, but I guess this is now making news. I'm not really sure how that works. They share organs below the waist. If that helps explain my befuddlement. Okay.
That's funny because that's the next question I had. So there's only one. Yes, got it.
That was amazing sign language, but yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave that
alone. I guess I
think
so.
That's pretty much what he's saying, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure I understood it completely. Yes.
Well, Abby controls the right arm and leg. Brittany controls the left arm and leg. So I'm not... Again, I mean, I'm happy.
All right, like the sensory part of the brain.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, they have two separate heads.
Right. So what I'm saying is, say anything below the waist, any sort of sensation, where does the receptor go? Is it one or the other? Or, I mean, I'm not even trying to be like funny. I mean, I think that's a legit question.
Can you get our producer to book them?
Is it like one of those, like a garden hose splitter where you just like put switch?
I don't know how any of this works. It's just, that is perplexing. I imagine they've learned how to adjust to life that way. They've been that way their entire existence. Yeah. So,
I mean, I hope the other sister likes the guy.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can just, not talk to him.
Yeah. No. No, I mean, you can't ever have a fight, Well, my goodness, you can never, sort of say, hey, he's annoying me right now. Can you get him out of here?
Yeah.
Well, if you're the guy, you're always outnumbered.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, you are.
Yeah. Okay. For safety's sake, we'll move on to Scott for what's your story. And what do you got today, Scott?
Hang on. I'm clearing my head. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I got it now. Biden's defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, had manure dumped outside his home by pro-Hamas protesters, accusing him and others of committing genocide. Those activists also hit the home of Jake Sullivan. They demanded that all aid to Israel stop. Pro-Palestinian protesters, that's what they're calling themselves, dumped the manure outside the homes of these people. There's a video of the activist that's been published. The interesting thing about this is everybody who's seen this video or heard about this video or know about its existence changed their minds.
Yeah.
they were pro-Israel until they saw this, and they went, well, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that changed my mind.
You know the crazy thing about that to me?
What's that?
Well, if you go by what we've seen so far since October 7th,
yes,
it will be effective in changing minds because we've seen these people change their minds. Like Jake Sullivan and his stance on we are behind Israel 100% until we're not, until the political
winds
wave.
Start to move.
Yes, and we're like, man, we might lose some votes here.
Yep.
Forget about doing the right thing. We need to stay in power. Wow. For my story today, for What's Your Story, this was part of an interview I happened to hear. And I don't know the nice way to even say this. You know how, especially with people on the left, if it's a younger woman, there might be a cadence to the voice. And you've talked about it before, Scott. It could drive you crazy.
Well, that throat burn thing makes me nuts.
Yeah. What's interesting is to hear someone, and I don't even know her age. I know nothing about her other than she sounds younger, but with that sort of cadence, but making 100% sense.
Really? That's
yes.
The first?
Exactly. And this was on Megyn Kelly's show. This lady, Batya Unger Sargon, has a new book out called Second Class, and it's about the working class. And she was explaining that she had tried to talk to Democratic friends of hers to say, hey, you shouldn't show so much disdain for working class people. You know, the rural voter that you look down on so much. And I just wanted to roll this out for you so you could hear it and then get your reaction to
it. It's so funny because when I try to convince Democrats, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't be throwing these people out, right? They'll say to me, well, don't any of these working class people care that, Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy? And honestly, Megan, what I heard a lot was it's kind of a threat to our democracy to take the most popular politician in the entire country off of the ballot, right? It's kind of a threat to democracy to wage lawfare against the most popular politician in the country.
That's what she's hearing from working class people.
Right.
Because you are terrified that he is appealing to the very voters that used to be your base. And it's not just the white working class, right? So, for example, in 2020, Trump was polling at 8% of black men. He got 18% of black men in 2020. Today, he's polling at 30% of black men. You can imagine how many black men are going to actually vote for him. He's polling at the majority of Hispanics, which is the majority of that community is working class. I mean, this is no longer a white working class party. The Republican Party now is the party of the working class. And that divide in the GOP is going to be crucial to the future. I mean, Megan, you get it, right? That there's no returning to the Chamber of Commerce, Nikki Haley version of the party, right?
Yes.
But I think a lot of people are sort of in denial about it. And they have to realize, like, these voters, these are the best voters because they're the majority of the country, right? If the Republican Party can seize on what does it mean to be working class today and how can we protect these workers and their labor and their dignity, they will have the ruling majority that the Democrats always dreamt of.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. And it's interesting you say that because, again, I grew up in a blue-collar house.
I know.
Union member, my dad was, all these things. And that was the party of the blue-collar man.
Yes.
That was the party of the ruled America guy. And, you know, it was the elitist, the pompous elitist that were in the Republican Party, that the Rockefellers, they had all the money.
Right.
And they, you know, they looked, they peered down their noses. It's completely switched. It's gone 180.
Agree.
180.
Yeah.
And I always said this. My dad's been gone for a decade now, but if my dad were alive today, I would love to ask him. Are you still okay with this?
I know.
Because he was also a man of faith, which they ridicule.
Oh, all the
you
time. Know,
so, I mean, this is very... I love what she said. The chirpy voice would make me nuts, but yeah. I love what she said. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot to it, man.
Yeah.
We'll get into more of what her book's about later. Because all of these, you know, rural white rage people she talked to, are some of the most accepting and loving people she ran into. Interesting. All right, we got to get to a news update. Oh, and I'll find that clip, David, you're going to love, coming up.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Robin Show, Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. David, welcome back. I know you're not feeling well. Sometimes I just like to play something that make you laugh.
Okay.
This isn't one of those times.
Okay. I was going to say.
We were talking about this a little earlier, the NBC freakout at former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel being on the payroll.
Yes.
So much so that then they fired her. Grand yes. opening, grand closing for Ronna McDaniel. Nicole Wallace was one of those that went on the sacred NBC airwaves.
This is, okay.
To to just show her disgust with the decision of having someone else with a different opinion on their air.
Also said election deniers, it's not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Our sacred airwaves. Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the book of Nielsen, chapter 13. Yes.
First one through three.
Look, it's absurd. When you talk about election denial, election denialism, there is not another network out there that has done more denying of a legitimate election than MSNBC, and it was the 2016 election against Donald Trump. These people have short memories and or are just scumbags.
We played the clips yesterday, and the endless interviews with Stacey Abrams, election denier, and Hillary Clinton, election and everything denier. Else. Yeah. And that, what was it that Jen Psaki said? This is about truth.
Little Red Lion Hood? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Man, we're already out of time. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later. It's really something. And then we got to talk about structural racism on kidney disease. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Are you ready? Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Okay, all of a sudden we're concerned about China, but not so much the United States. It's Elon Musk and his business in China?
Yeah, apparently that is the real problem here. Media doesn't have too much time to dig into the Biden family's ties to Chinese entities, but man, they're really interested in the fact that Elon Musk has a lot of money wrapped up in China. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell was interviewing...
Okay, all right, here we go.
Yeah, she was interviewing fellow 150-year-old Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and asked about Elon Musk in China.
Oh, this ought to be great.
He's really dependent on that Chinese market, very tied in with them. He has huge defense contracts. His satellites are the satellites we rely on for so much of our communication. Is it a national security problem for when it, and his rockets, of course? Is it a national security problem for our government to have so much reliance on this one entrepreneur?
What is this? Tea time with seniors?
Pretty much.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, we take national security very seriously and want to protect our national security. Our desire is not to shut down our economic relations with China. We want
really? Because we let a spy balloon go all the way through the country?
We want to diversify our supply chains, but many American firms operate in China and gain from the ability to sell to China's large market.
And that's been ever since Bill Clinton, and I've made gazillions of dollars from China.
China obviously sells a lot in the United States, and the competition among our firms is, by and large, a healthy thing.
Do you remember the question she asked 10 minutes ago?
No.
Had to do with Elon Musk and China.
Okay.
We want to stabilize that relationship, not shut it down, but also we need to make sure that the playing field is level.
How dynamic was that answer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if she's just trying to run out the clock, essentially, because she really... Because, look, I mean, the reality is that as far as the United States space program is concerned, They are heavily reliant right now on what Elon Musk companies are doing.
Yep.
They will never say this publicly, but also for the electric vehicle push, they are very reliant on Elon Musk's company's technologies to make American EVs competitive with Chinese electric vehicles. They need him. So they're not going to trash him, really. They'll trash him about Twitter and all that other stuff, sure. But when it comes to the serious stuff, like building cars and rocket ships, they really don't want to run afoul of that.
Oh, gosh, no. Can I ask you a question, David?
Okay.
Why did you bring that story to the table today?
Oh, mainly because I wanted to share with the rest of the class the sound of 250-year-olds talking about technology.
There's something about Janet Yellen that just rubs me wrong, and then I feel bad. Even when I do the imitation, I do. I feel bad.
You shouldn't.
You know, man, it's like this. How do I say it? Like, if I were to meet some lady like Janet Yellen, I'd show her respect and everything else. It's what she represents that really bugs me. It's not like I just take joy out of mocking old ladies or something like that. I know older ladies. They're some of the sweetest people I know. Caring, loving, have been a blessing to everyone around them. With Janet Yellen, you know, she gets put in this position. And if you remember everything that's happened, I mean, the one that always got me, and you already know this, it's going to be transitory, the inflation. And then we didn't recognize it at the time. It's like all these moves that were made were horrible.
I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand, but we recognize that now.
At least she was honest at that point. And then later on, it's like figured out what transitory actually means. Congratulations on that one.
I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people, and that it's lasted longer than that.
Oh, okay. Whatever. So then to hear this, and it's a question, and Andrea Mitchell, I mean, so far left, and, you know, one of those people that is out there talking about the importance of journalism and getting to the truth and shielding people from the truth all the time. It's sickening to me.
They did supply him with NBC News sweaters that they both were wearing. Because it was cold.
I feel bad.
It was drafty in the room, yes.
Golly, man. Okay. I had a clip talking about elite media members. I didn't know this was happening. Did you know that the failing New York Times are putting the reporters out on Instagram to explain them gathering stories and what they're talking about? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about
it. I hadn't heard it either until I saw a clip of Joe Rogan talking about it. I think I took out the swear words.
No.
I think.
David, please.
Well, I'll just play the stuff that I think is pretty safe, just in case, so you know. I think we got it here. The way he sets it up, he's got a comedian on with him. It's hilarious. The guy's laugh kills me. But he sets it up like this.
New York Times has just started doing this new thing on Instagram where they take the actual writers and they have the writers talk about the issues.
I'm leaving.
And when you see the right, they don't understand what they're doing. This is exactly who we thought was writing these things. It's like this very effeminate guy and this woman that it's like the kind of woman that seems like she's at a party, like talk down to you. And
it's just who you thought.
Yeah, exactly. The type of people that would, you know, these ultra liberal, out of touch people.
Yeah.
And these people are talking about, one of the guys is talking about Donald Trump's words being taken out of context, that it would be a bloodbath because he was talking about the auto industry and the economy.
And that's what I dig about Rogan. You're just talking like we would talk. It's just regular people, right? And this is the thing. All the media members on the East Coast in that bubble, they don't understand the rest of the country thinks this way.
And then this guy starts bringing up other episodes of violent rhetoric. It's hilarious. But you gotta watch this. Look. Give me some blood.
Here's the show. It.
No. What I guess.
Here we go.
Seized on those comments and said they were an example of him calling for political violence or predicting violent actions if he didn't win in November. His supporters said that those comments were taken out of context.
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Trump has a history of using violent rhetoric dating back to his 2016 campaign. That language took on new significance after the January 6th attack on the Capitol in 2021. And throughout his third campaign for president, he's been getting a lot of attention for the way he talks about violence and retribution on the trail. He suggested
See? Why would they do that? They are absolutely clueless there. They have to be.
They are. And some of that comes through in the,
that was great.
In the stories that they report. I don't know if y'all saw this earlier in the week when I was out sick. I got this from the New York Times morning newsletter that they send out. A Brooklyn sex club preached consent. Some members say lines were crossed. It was an entire collective where the whole purpose of living there was to be, quote, hedonist and to jump in a pile with one another. And they're saying, you know what? That wasn't actually a safe environment for some women.
Oh, my goodness,
like,
man.
One, I don't really know what the audience is for that story. Because, I mean, the vast majority of people in this country don't live in an orgy townhouse.
No.
And don't want to.
No.
And also asked, hey, do you think it would be a safe environment for women in an orgy townhouse? Most people would say, well, probably not. And it's like,
there's no touch with reality, dude.
Hey, you know, and you brought this up a few weeks ago, Jamie, how many articles that have been published about, like, polyamory and whatnot. Where, again, it's a relationship between a few people that they just sort of jump in a pile together.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you know, it's becoming really, really popular. Where?
Just there.
In your freak show circle of friends or who you follow on Instagram, basically.
Yes.
Who are you writing for?
Just people in that bubble. That's what it seems. That's why they're a joke to so many people.
That guy didn't walk into the room. He sashayed into the room.
Bloodbath, and it makes people nervous.
Yes.
Oh, and you mentioned this too, Scott. This is crazy going on in New York.
Yeah.
This dude that's randomly punching women in the face. What is that?
Dude, I don't know. This guy needs his butt kicked, though.
I just called for public caning, and you're talking about years in prison for that.
Did y'all see the mashup of the women that had been hit?
I mentioned to Scott, I had seen pictures, but I had not heard the ladies actually speaking.
Yeah, the Twitter or X account, Leftism for You, posted a compilation of the women reacting afterwards on their own social media profiles.
After they got punched in the face by this random dude who is apparently tall with dreadlocks. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant goose egg is forming, and I'm like, oh, my God. It looks so crazy. I was literally, like, leaving class. I turned the corner, and I was looking down, and I was looking at my phone and, like, texting, and then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face.
I have fallen victim to the men in New York City lifting an elbow or trying to punch innocent girls on the street, except I wasn't on my phone. I was with my coworkers walking in Times Square, so be safe out there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and they had, like, two of the ladies at least had big lumps starting to form already on their heads.
Yeah, I saw that. It was terrible. You know, the thing is, man, you see this happen, and your inclination would be to help them out, to take the guy down, and then you remember that you're probably going to be the one going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird.
It's still the right thing to do.
Of course it is. And I think any of us would in the situation, but, man, it's like, you know, the guy who interceded on the subway. I mean, put the guy in a chokehold, the guy died. Now, nobody knows why he died.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, for most people in the country, I'm not going to say what's right or what's wrong. But if there happened to be a dude packing, right? And he sees this dude randomly just punch a woman in the face. And he just shot him dead. Would people be that upset about it? Most?
No, most people wouldn't. But I think if he was put on trial, he'd probably go to jail for, you know, murder.
Depends on where.
Well, yeah, but if it's in New York.
No, I'm just making the point. Most people be like, well.
Well, I know, but you can't go around punching women in the face.
You can't.
Without any sort of retribution coming your way. Golly,
that's,
man.
That's just.
Dang,
it is. It's
awful.
Enraging,
just
man.
Just awful.
You know. That first girl, too. You know.
Yeah.
It does just. Makes you so mad. All right, we got to get to our No BS election update and more straight ahead.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It is time for our update. Roll it!
It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
Right, yes, of course.
Meeting companies.
Companies.
What was that?
Companies. That's what that was.
Is that a new one?
Meeting tech companies.
Yes. Tech companies. All right. Election update. What do you got today, David?
I got a new round of polling published today. Fox News national poll, general election. Trump versus Biden head-to-head matchup. Trump up 5 points. What's really interesting to me here is usually Trump's lead in the national polling expands when you throw in RFK Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein.
Yes.
In this case, it's still a 5-point lead, according to the Fox News poll.
Interesting. Well, and, you know, looking at the betting odds, do that a lot. So a few weeks back, there was like 50% Trump, 30% Biden, something like that.
Right.
And I had heard, you know, the latest round of polling is better for Biden, but Trump is still leading in the battleground states.
Yeah.
But with the betting odds, as of right now, it's Trump 45.9%, Biden 41.3%. So he's gaining the betting odds. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting that bump from the speech.
He didn't get any bump from the speech in
the
polling.
Maybe it's a slow burning bump.
I really think that maybe a week of bloodbath lies might have helped Biden.
Another thing that's interesting, you know who had been polling third, which, I mean, it's very small percent chance, was Michelle Obama.
Right.
She's fifth now.
Oh.
You know who's third?
No.
It's not Kamala. She's fourth.
Is it Hillary again?
No, it's RFK Jr.
Oh, wow. Well,
he got a little infusion of cash.
Mm-hmm. Picked up a little bit, hasn't he?
This week when he named his VP.
Oh, that's sweet, sweet Google money, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the update on that. And the odds are, at least right now, Trump would pick Tim Scott to be his running mate. Trump has said he knows who he's going to pick, but he's not ready to throw it out there yet. Mm-hmm. And Kristi Noem, she's polling second there. The Federalist just had a piece the other day saying why she would be a terrible pick. And they made a lot of sense. I agreed with that. But then it goes Stefanik and Vivek Ramaswamy, who is not mentioned at all in the betting odds, but there's been some talk of, is Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, I've heard that one kicked around.
What do you think of it?
I think Tim Scott and you close the book on it. Just get it done.
Think you would be better than Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah, I just think geographically makes more sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm... You know, I got no love one way or another. I don't know enough about Tim Scott, but what I know I like.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be a bad pick. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day. It's interesting that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in New York. Donald Trump is going to the wake of the slain police officer. Joe Biden is going to hang out with Barack Obama and Stephen Colbert for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Imagine how insufferable that thing's going to be.
Okay. You can check this to make sure. I heard this morning. If you want a picture with those guys.
Yeah.
You know how much that'll cost you?
$100,000.
Yes.
I just guessed.
Wow.
$100,000. Oh, my goodness.
$1.7 trillion.
Yeah, whatever.
Sideline.
Yeah. Yeah. More on that next. Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay. I can't believe this. I haven't even seen the story yet, David. I saw the headline that you sent. NBC News finds the race angle in the bridge collapse.
Yeah. So they've recovered the bodies of four of the six workers that were presumed dead after the horrific crash that led to the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NBC News ran a story this morning about this, saying most of the missing workers presumed dead are Latino. The Department of Labor considers construction high hazard, and Latinos are more exposed to these dangers since they make up about a third of the industry. Other tragedies outside of the Baltimore bridge collapse involving Latino construction workers have happened. In a Maryland town, at least three Latino workers were fatally struck by drivers while doing road work. In Idaho, three workers were killed in a building collapse. So the real story is about the ethnicity of the people who were killed in this tragedy, not the tragedy itself.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. You knew this was coming, though. There had to be an angle there somewhere, right?
Of course. Yes. Well, honestly, you know, yesterday when we were playing audio of Buttigieg, I thought to myself, was this one of the racist bridges? Like you talk about racist roads. And I'm like, that's probably inappropriate. I don't need to say that. This is a tragedy. We'll just move on. And at the same time, you could have guessed somehow, some way, race is going to be a part of this because that's what the left, I mean, they have to try to seize on something. They're not winning it anywhere in the polling. And then you look right now, and talked about it earlier in the show, with Hispanic voting and black voting, it's going backwards for Democrats, and there's desperation. I mean, race comes out of everything. I mean, MSNBC, we know. That's just part of the gig with someone like Joy Reid. Because in that same tragedy in Baltimore, the mayor there, who happens to be black, Brandon Scott, I didn't see him in a presser or anything. Some people didn't think it was very impressive, and said he was a DEI mayor.
Oh, that may be true, but what I saw was him saying the right things when I saw him.
Right. Yeah. Well, and to me, you know, when you say a DEI hire, you're saying, okay, that person had to have got their job because of the color of their skin, or they checked some other sort of box. I mean, because, I mean, it's been something that's seen all throughout the country, and it really got highlighted with Harvard making someone president who a lot of people knew plagiarized a bunch of stuff. And all of a sudden you see they're not up to the task. And this has been in a number of different businesses. And it's not fair to the people that have worked hard that deserve the position, because what happens is everyone looks at a person now and says, okay, are they really that good, or is that a DEI hire? But this mayor took it as, well, you say that, that's because you don't have the courage to say the N-word.
Oh, did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I can play you the segment if you want. I think I have the whole thing.
All right.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
We don't have. Sometimes,
oh, sure.
It's like, okay, all right, here it went with Joy Reid.
Allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
Okay.
The premise of the question is ridiculous.
Of course, yes.
Well, I think, listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent.
By the way, do you know anybody like that? Have you ever known anyone like that?
No.
Honestly. Have you ever hung out with? I don't. But, I mean, it's like you create this thing, and I suppose it's there in some corners of the United States. It's not that prevalent as far as I can tell, but boy, oh, boy.
We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word, and the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them, because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk, and they should be afraid, because that's my purpose in life.
That's your purpose in life.
Well,
yes.
That's great to hear, coming from a mayor of a major city in this country.
Mm. Well, I mean,
that's
also
his purpose. Not to make it easier for the people who live there, not to make it better for them.
No, it sounds like you're fighting for people of one color.
That's it.
What were you going to say, David?
Well, the entire premise of the question is flawed, because from what I can tell, it's like a couple of Twitter accounts that have called him the DEI mayor. I saw the website Mediaite ran a story about how, oh, this one account called him the DEI mayor. And
right.
I saw the tweet, and I'm like, oh, that's stupid. No, he's an elected mayor. Okay, there's a completely different thing when you're talking about a DEI hire versus an elected mayor.
First thing I thought of, that is usually used toward companies that are trying to appear woke. They really don't care.
Right, that's a completely different thing altogether. Yeah, I thought it was a dumb take. But it's also a couple of Twitter accounts. That's not real life. Who's out there, either an elected office or how many people with large platforms or audiences are out there saying this is the DEI mayor? If there are any, I haven't seen them. And I'll stand corrected if someone can point me in a direction where somebody with some platform can actually has said that. But I haven't seen any. And so the entire premise is flawed because it's not this widespread thing of, oh, the mayor of Baltimore is the DEI mayor. That's not a common thing.
No. And man, you know, people, it seems like Joy Reid or probably that mayor, when someone like a Glenn Lowry, you know, or a Thomas Sowell or a Brandon Tatum bring up something about, say, Baltimore, as it's been talked about, because they'll still talk about systemic racism and the racism that they're fighting. Who has been in charge in that city over the last two decades? When you're talking about city council, mayors, police. It hasn't been white people. It hasn't been Asian Americans.
Nope.
So somehow white people are still controlling Baltimore somehow, some way. How is that? Just stop with the race hustling. My gosh.
It's disappointing. But when you go on Joy Reid's show, the reason you're on there is because you'll have a take like that.
Sure.
Because that's what the whole show is about.
Pretty much.
The whole show is about that. That's why, from beginning to end.
All right, Canada, David, what's going on there?
Dude, okay, so we've been following this for a while. They have what they call medical assistance in dying, MAID. It's euthanasia for people.
Whoa.
And it has gone way beyond people who are terminally ill and have no future, and they just want to end the suffering. Even people who are in favor of this, like in Europe, there are a few European countries that allow this. The people who were pushing it are actually kind of aghast when they see what Canada is doing, because they're trying to open it up to people with depression, people with ADHD, I mean, to anybody. And they're actively suggesting it to people, which is way outside of the norm when it comes to medical ethics. I mean, I forget which European nation it was where the standard that was set was a doctor can't even bring it up as an option. The patient has to be the first one to initiate that conversation. Whereas in Canada, we had the story last year of the lady who just wanted a chairlift in her home, and they suggested killing herself.
Maybe it's time to go.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a Calgary judge has issued a ruling that clears the way for a 27-year-old woman to receive MAID, medical euthanasia, despite her father's attempts through the courts to prevent that from happening. She was granted this because she is autistic and has ADHD. And doctors said, oh, yeah, sure, we'll help you kill yourself. Just because life is uncomfortable or whatever. And the dad is beside himself saying she really can't make that. She's not in a mindset where she can really make that decision. And he's also alleging that the doctors pressured her into it.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing that all over the place, honestly, in the medical field, which is so sad. It's not looking out for the best interest of the patient. You're trying to talk them into something. Now, sometimes it's puberty blockers or a sex change operation at age 13, 14, whatever, in this. Or you'd be better off probably dead. We can help you with that.
And this is
crazy.
Going to continue to make its way through the courts, because I think there's another appeal coming. One of the statements from the lawyer supporting the government killing this autistic person said, what was it? My client's right to medical autonomy is at stake here, and that her father's love for her does not give him the right to keep her alive against his wishes, against her wishes. I mean, it is astounding. And then you think, again, I know this would be called a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, but one of the reasons why Canada is going so far beyond what the norm is for human euthanasia is because their healthcare system is collapsing, and it's cheaper to kill people who are going to be on the public dollar than it is to keep them alive.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what the parameters are. I mean, if you want to kill yourself, I mean, you can invent all kinds of stuff, can't you?
You can, but I mean, you don't have a doctor saying to you, you know what, maybe you ought to think about this.
Well, not yet, you don't, but that's what they're saying. I'm guessing you can find one.
Basically, you're costing us a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
And I got a new doctor for you. His name's Axel. Yeah. Sorry.
Excuse me. Dr. Rose, I have a question.
Yes. Dude, this is freaking good versus evil.
Well, it is.
It's clear to me every day. It's like, this is crazy.
It's like, man, I'm depressed. I don't feel like I have anything to give to anyone anymore. Doc. Yeah, you should. Yeah, I'm going to let you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There was another story I was going to get to. I'm going to get to it later. It was too depressing. I'll tell you a good news story. I happened to see this today. There's an 80-year-old woman that works out 10 hours a week.
Holy cow, really?
And you know who she is.
I do.
At one point in time, you would have dated her because you said it.
Did I really?
Yes.
She's 80?
81 now.
Wow. She's out of my range now.
Yeah. This was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy does 10 hours a week?
Yes.
Wow. How
works
about
out
that?
Every day. So it's a total of over 10 hours a week.
Good for her.
She said, I have a responsibility to keep the vessel in shape and looking good. If your mind is in shape and your body is not, the weaker one will eventually affect the other.
Dang.
Working out is important for my physical health and my mental health. You know who else works out with her? Her husband, who is 90.
Wow.
And it's not like they have Jocko Willink following them around all the time.
She's a cradle robber, isn't she? Or he is, yeah.
It's 9 years. I mean, that's a big deal in your 20s. Once you get
90 and 81, yeah.
Yeah, what's that? No,
she understands, though. The secret to a happy marriage is keep it tight.
Every time you make me laugh, well, I cough. I can't help it. Excuse me. I know no one wants to hear that.
Van Camp gives out advice like that to married couples if you want to have a sit-down with him.
It's going to be the name of his third album, Keep It Tight.
Keep It Tight.
Keep It Tight. Don't be a pain in the ass.
There you go. All right, news update next. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Robin Show. You know, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, the cost of goods continues to go up. I mean, since January 21, cost of living is up 17.9%.
Well, the national debt, too, continues to skyrocket. It's now above $34 trillion, causing a lot of people to worry when that whole house of cards is going to come crashing down on them.
Of course, it's an election year. going to have massive implications on the future of this country.
Yeah. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. And if you haven't diversified your savings yet, secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn about how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into the tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It doesn't cost you a penny either out of pocket.
Plus, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold, too.
Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit and protect your savings from uncertainty today.
25 million. That's what Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are hoping to raise for Joe Biden.
Golly, jeez, man. Just the side by side of this, too, by the way, as you know, Donald Trump is mm-hmm. out there being hit with all sorts of lawfare. He has taken the time to be in New York City today to attend the wake of a police officer who was murdered by a career criminal. The current president of the United States is hanging out with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Stephen Colbert. Oh, and I guess Lizzo's going to be there?
Yeah, Lizzo's playing tonight. Yeah,
Queen Larie for two.
Oh, is Queen Larie?
Yeah. Remember when she got caught with weed before it was legal?
I know. Queen Larie for. Okay, got it.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, she's going to be there. Ben Platt.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's Ben Platt, David?
One of the musical guests.
Oh, I looked at David for that because I don't know who that is. He doesn't know who I am either, though, so that's
a couple
okay.
other people I haven't right. heard of okay. before. Yeah, it's, you know, cheapest ticket is just to get in the place, $250. You want the picture, it's like $100,000. One interesting thing of note in one of the pieces written about this is that, so you got these two former presidents out there trying to raise money for Biden. Biden's the oldest of the three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you forget, Bill Clinton's younger than Biden.
Oh, yeah.
He's 77. Biden's 81.
And he
goes 62.
And Clinton hasn't been president in 24 years.
Even. Boy, how well you draw that comparison. Wow,
it's
man.
It's wild, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is wild.
Yes. I guess Bill Clinton is okay again to bring out in mixed company. People soon forget, don't they? Wow. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, still a lot of people talking about NBC and the tantrum that a lot of the, quote, talent threw
yeah.
when Ronna McDaniel, the former RNC chair, was hired there and then quickly fired because of the tantrum. Wall Street Journal had a whole piece on it this morning and kind of regurgitating what a lot of people have said in that NBC kind of outed themselves to people that hadn't already figured it out. They're only talking to a certain group in America. And if you're one that would vote for Trump, or you think the last election was a little sketchy, there's no room for you. We can't have people like that around.
That's true.
It's beyond the pale.
That's right.
Our sacred airwaves.
Also said election deniers, it's not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News. As paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Golly.
How much airtime did they give to Michael Avenatti?
As much as he wanted?
Yes.
Lots?
Mm. Yes. Well, I mean, you had, you know, all of them throwing a fit. Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski, it was
Chuck
Jordan
Todd.
Reed, Chuck Todd. Jen Psaki.
Man, Todd was the one that started this whole thing.
Yeah. on Sunday. Yeah. You're not going to let that go, are you?
No,
you
I'm
got,
not.
You got a special disdain for Chuck Powell.
I have a special disdain for Chuck. I'll never forget that freak looking at the camera, right in the camera, yelling at people for not getting vaccinated. You're killing people. You deserve to die. I'm paraphrasing now, okay? But it's just like the lecture we got from this guy.
Yeah.
About the nonsense he was peddling.
Yeah.
Because he was told to peddle it by the people he most admires.
Yes.
You know, how many times they have Fauci on?
Oh, and really wouldn't ask or, you know, have him answer the really tough questions.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Fauci was on all the time. I mean, but that tongue, that was really, I mean, I didn't like the guy to begin with. But yeah. That lecture I got on Sunday morning about the unvaccinated, you know.
Yeah.
Was just nonsense.
No, I agree.
I loathe that guy.
I know. So it's interesting to me because it wasn't all that long ago that several hosts on MSNBC were talking to a couple of authors that had written about white rural rage. If you remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was goofy. They were buying into it, all the hosts. But then yesterday, Megyn Kelly interviews this lady that has written a book called Second Class, talking about the working class in America. Her name is Badia Unger Sargon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's interesting to contrast the book from these, you know, ultra elite talking about, you know, what is it with the white rural voters? If you remember parts of this interview.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country.
Right.
They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country.
Yeah. And at the time, I remember talking about it, saying, who do you know like that?
Yeah.
We're around regular people all the time.
No, you and I come from small towns.
White, Hispanic, Black. We people know. Get along all the time.
We know a lot of people that they're disparaging there.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so. And so in this interview I'm listening to, and I'm interested actually to check out the book, she lays out a few things herself because what she did for her book is go all through America talking to rural people, small town people, the working class, whites, blacks, Hispanics, everybody, and what she found.
First of all, these are the most tolerant people you will ever meet. And that tolerance stems from a number of places. First of all, this country is finally becoming the great nation that we were promised to be at our founding. And that is very important to working class Americans. I write a lot about how they've been abandoned by both sides, by the elites on both sides. These people are so patriotic. They still love this country.
You see that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when there is a rags to riches story with someone, it doesn't matter the color of that person. People rejoice in it. They're rooting for people. It happens all the time. There's another part.
The majority of working class Americans want basically a total moratorium on immigration, right? Because they understand the truth, which is that these immigrants are lowering their wages, but they also want some sort of government-backed health care. They feel like they can't afford good health care, and it bothers them a lot. So you see how neither party is really representing them, right? One party has open borders, but we'll talk about health care. The other party has the immigration piece, but doesn't have a health care policy.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
When people are just being honest about stuff, it's like, it's crazy. The cost of health care, it's insane.
Well, and then also, if you're especially in rural America, and I got to witness this firsthand, unfortunately, where I was working at the time, after Obamacare, how many rural hospitals wound up selling off and, you know, shutting down because they couldn't afford to operate anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, another part of what she talked about that is so true, and this will make sense to you, because you know you have the white rural rage people, and they're anti-gay. Listen to this one.
On other issues, they're so united, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. For example, I found that working class Americans are extremely pro-gay. I spoke to a lot of Christians who have a gay person in their life who they want to be treated with dignity, but they're very worried about the transgender ideology. They don't like seeing it in sports. They don't like seeing it in schools. They don't want to hear teachers talking to their kids about sexuality. And this really unites both conservative and liberal working class people. In short, what I would say is that polarization is a totally elite phenomenon, Megan. Working class Americans are so much more united than they are divided.
I see that. I think that's true. A number of different things. She's absolutely right about the trans thing. That's where people are like, okay, we're beyond common sense. I'm all for loving anybody, accepting. You can do whatever you want. Leave the kids out of it. Leave the freaking kids alone. And what is the belief of the elite? Are they really buying into? No, the best thing you could do is put a 12-year-old on puberty blockers. I can't believe that.
No, I think they believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah.
All right, if we got one more minute, there was another piece of this I wanted to play.
Yeah.
All right. I think you'll appreciate this.
It's so amazing because prior to Bill Clinton, the Democrats used to be the party of the working class. And then Bill Clinton showed up and said, actually, let's have a trade deal called NAFTA. Let's send 5 million good middle class American jobs to China and Mexico, build up their middle class, and then import cheap products for our new base, who are the college educated elites. Barack Obama shows up and says, those jobs aren't coming back. Maybe your father worked in a factory. You're not going to work in a factory.
Listen, yeah. She may sound like, I don't know, Gen Z millennial. I don't even know how old she is. But what she says to me is just common sense. This is the truth.
And so they ship all the good paying jobs overseas. And then Joe Biden shows up and says, actually, the remaining jobs, we're going to open the border and bring in an entirely new slave cast to compete with you here for the jobs that are still here. So it's like this, you know, it's really a gallery of rogues when you think about the process the Democratic Party went through to abandon the working class and instead cater to the college credentialed elites who consume cheap products from China and consume cheap labor of illegal immigrants, right? That's literally what that photo would be.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Well, there's some nuance to it, but that's a basic story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true.
I know.
I mean, everything she says right there is true.
Well, that's why a lot of working class went with Trump. And the elites can't figure it out. Well, I thought some of these people were Christian. How could they vote for this guy?
Well, I think what? I actually think that, you know, Dave Chappelle actually articulated it very well. Was that on Saturday Night Live? Or he goes, here's the thing about Donald Trump. He's like, walks out of the house and tells everybody, hey, that game that you think we're all playing in there, yeah, we're playing it. I'm going to go right back in and keep going.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. He did. He admitted to everybody, here's how this game works. This is what you can do.
You know, the interesting thing is, too, I wonder to myself, and maybe this is never going to happen, but you wonder to yourself, some of these big labor unions that continue to shell money and throw it at Democrats without even asking, I guess, their membership what they think. I mean, they're throwing it at the wrong people.
But some of them smarten up on
that. Do you understand
what
this illegal immigration is about?
Yeah. Speaking of which, you have different people, and it's not all people here illegally, but you have a lot of squatters.
Yeah.
In a number of different cities. This is getting more and more attention. And now we have some tips on preventing squatters. Where is this?
Yeah. Well, the problem of squatters taking over homes in New York has become a big talking point right now. The state of Florida actually just passed tough new anti-squatter legislation in order to combat this. I mean, I don't know. I think it's great. You don't have to go through the courts to evict someone who's squatting in your property.
Yeah.
New York City's Eyewitness News, you know, they're on your side. They have some tips for you, though, if you don't live in a state that's willing to uphold your property rights. And it boils down to putting up a no trespassing sign.
Really? Okay.
You can do this, Bill. Look, this was $3.47 at Home Depot. It is a no trespassing sign. You could put this up in your front door, on your property line, somewhere where you can see it from the street. But this is the catch. Take a time-stamped picture of the sign. Most iPhones do this automatically. Yeah. Because what you want to prove to police is that the sign was up before the squatters moved in. You know what I mean? So you have to show that time and date stamp. That's also why video security is so important. Yeah. You can show they broke in, entered illegally, and then you have helped take away their squatter rights.
And we've heard from homeowners who use the sign with the camera to get out squatters. So we know it works.
Yeah. But
dang.
Yeah.
That easy?
That's all
really?
You have to do?
That's it?
Wow. And that way you'd be covered by the law.
Yes.
It's not that, no, that's not your property. You just can't go in there and start living there.
Yeah.
You have to have the sign up. So what are they going to tell, what, P. Diddy's accusers should have had a no trespassing sign on the back of your jeans?
Well, yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. More ways than one.
Gee whiz. That is insanity. Sometimes you wonder, where are we?
Wow.
All right. Oh, we have Gen Z on Millennial Prime straight ahead.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So a teacher gets fired. Why is this, David?
Oh, well, because she was doing adult content online.
Well.
Doing something on the side. Teacher in Ohio came out. She was doing adult entertainment. She was suspended at first during a thorough investigation. Mm-hmm. And then she wound up resigning. 50-year-old Jennifer Rusichka. She was a teacher, an English teacher, also was a cheerleading coach, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, Channel 11 got a statement from her after her resignation that read in part, quote, "In William Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, as Juliet laments Romeo being a Montague, the only son of her family's great enemy, she recognizes a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Likewise, people can label me anything they want to. However, it doesn't change the commendable level of dedication and exemplary work ethic I execute as an educator. Regardless, I remain one of the greatest English teachers ever to serve in the Springfield local school district."
All right.
It's all watching right. Robin's reaction to yeah. this is the best.
It's just, you know, embrace your new full-time job, okay? Just move on. Maybe you can read Shakespeare while you're taking your clothes off on your OnlyFans. Oh. Maybe there's a niche out there for that.
I don't know. She does say that she remains one of the greatest English teachers ever.
Well, you combine the two.
My goodness. Take out the adult stuff she does, whatever. Anyone that quotes Shakespeare after they're fired, is it really somebody you want to hang out with? I'm just asking.
Well, that would be a hard no.
That's what I figured.
What no?
There's Scotty.
David.
Hello. You know, this is really not related, but it does remind me of this story. Talking about Gen Zers and millennials and looks. I don't know if you'd heard about the How Old Do I Look challenge on TikTok. And some people think this is just Gen Zers going after millennials. Because did you know that there's a bit of a, what would you say, I don't know, bitter relationship between Gen Z and millennials?
I guess.
It does. Okay, so not yeah. that you're aware of. I mean, you're a boomer, Scott. It's not that it affects me either as a Gen Xer.
They all hate me. Go ahead.
But it's these people, and it's mostly millennials that play along that all of a sudden will go on TikTok and say, so how old would you guess that I am? And then here's the pylon. They give the example. This was a piece from the Free Press from Kat Rosenfield. Said, you know, this is this video, this woman in this raspberry sweater says, I'm having a pretty good day today, so I thought, let's ruin it by guessing my age. How old do you think I am? And then the next video, she says, this has to be a joke, right? There's no way I look around 50. All these people are like, you look over 50. No. She's like 30. And then the next video, she talks about all these hateful comments that she's been up all night thinking about it.
Well, you idiot.
And she's thinking about getting a makeover and Botox. And she's just absolutely crushed. And then the first comment on the last video says, don't waste all your money. A paper bag is much cheaper.
Look.
And that's the brutality, but you got to know that going in, right?
You invited it.
Well, Gen Z, their only skill is being mean online. That's it. They can't order at restaurants. They crumble when they show up at Starbucks and are asked what they want.
See, here we go.
So, I mean, I'll give them the mean comments online. It's the only thing they're good at.
Man.
Well, if you're good at guessing age, then you should join the carnival. They have that little game. You can guess your age and your weight, right?
Yeah. By the way, the writer of this is a millennial saying, you know, we sort of brought the internet to age, and now we're sort of paying the price. And now we're at this age where we used to have the okay boomer jokes, but now we got to take care of them, and it's not fun. It's just kind of funny. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Okay, biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day is that while Donald Trump is attending the wake of a slain NYPD officer, Joe Biden is also in New York, but he's hanging out with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Stephen Colbert doing a fundraiser.
Yes.
Sufferable that is.
Well, it's only $100,000 to get your picture taken with those guys. Come on.
Is Colbert in the picture too?
That I'm not sure.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Queen Latifah, she's playing. Lizzo. That sounds like a great time.
Some guy we've never heard of. Yeah.
It's like three artists that I haven't heard of. No, that doesn't sound like fun to me at all. But you know, Trump will be accused of trying to score political points on a tragedy. You better believe that. All right, we got to get to a news update, and then the Scott Robin trifecta straight ahead. Gen Xer, the millennial David Van Camp, the sexy boomer Scott Robbins, in a great mood because it's opening day, Major League Baseball.
It is.
So you're wearing your Cubs stuff.
You know what I told you about the Jack and Cokes they're selling right now at White Sox games today?
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was like, this is this great thing if it would have been like, I don't know, 20 years ago for you.
Wow, if you and I were on our way, yeah.
Well, the thing is, do you get the full shot?
I haven't tried it. I don't know if it's a weak Jack and Coke or not.
Better to
but
sneak
you don't
in
have
the flask.
To sneak your jack in anymore.
Way
you can get it right there at the park.
Probably charge you way too much.
Yeah.
They sell the pre-made Jack and Cokes now.
Got it.
So I don't know if that's what's available there or if they mix it for you at the stadium.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too weak. Okay, news update, David Van Camp.
Jake Sherman with Punch Bowl News. He used to be at Politico, I believe. He writes a breaking news update. Did you know that the Baltimore cleanup and rebuild for that bridge will cost billions?
Yeah.
He says, we have the numbers on the loss of business for the Port of Baltimore. They are higher than I had imagined. Like, who in their right mind didn't think that it was going to cost billions of dollars? Hell, Cowboys Stadium cost $1.3 billion to build.
Right.
And they weren't dredging out a channel.
Yeah, and that was years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, on that, Matt Taibbi had a piece about NBC talking about their reporter Brandi Zadronzi. And that's the misinformation reporter. Said if that's the best hit artist NBC News has left on its roster, it might be time to shutter the network. Saying, because the writing is just goofy. So they say, after over a year, a House committee investigating researchers and their work on disinformation has yet to produce tangible results. Public hearings have not yielded actionable evidence that the federal government has been weaponized. There's been no legal wins and no legislation that it has passed. But in the same article, said that until recently, people like Jim Jordan, Elon Musk, and Taibbi had been extraordinarily successful in fighting what we call the censorship machine. Also saying in the past 2 years, government efforts to respond to disinformation have been shuttered. Yet the same efforts in the same time period yielded no tangible results. And he said, this is NBC News? Who edits these people?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So, yeah, I think the talent pool has shrunk mightily in that world.
I got a humdinger NBC News story coming up, too.
Really?
Good one, yeah. Just more nonsense from these people.
Well, no need to wait. Let's get it rolling.
Okay.
Casey, get in here.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta with his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
Opening day of the baseball season, NCAA tournament going on.
Mama told me not to come.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even ask the question. He just jumps right in with the answer. That's fine. I'm not going to bother with you anymore.
Good. I'm ready.
Wise guy.
Three.
Yeah. Number three, married people are more likely to be thriving.
Yeah, here's a shocker for you, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that nut you were married to. Okay.
Well, he's still with us, so.
Six foot five inch woman he's married. Yeah, she's a kook. New Gallup survey. I said it, Casey. I said it.
Bad girls.
Yeah, I know. Well, you like them. A new Gallup survey has found out that over more than a decade, One variable has consistently predicted whether people describe themselves as thriving, and that is a good marriage, or marriage in general. Married couples are more likely to be happy today, anticipate future happiness, and have strong and loving relationships with their children than the cohabitating partners do.
Wow. How about that?
Now, you are the first, the last, my everything.
Everything. That's right. That's right.
Do you see this in study after study?
Yeah, thriving. Gallup, by the way, sort of responded into three groups. Thriving, struggling, or suffering based on how they rated their home lives. So the data was collected, by the way, over 14 years. They found that married couples consistently rated their current lives and their likelihood of future happiness better than those who simply lived together outside of marriage or had a committed relationship without living together. So, in other words, that document means a lot.
Well, I mean, there's always the anecdotals that'll, you know, fly in the face of that. But, right. I mean, you're just talking about analytics and overall.
Well, yeah. You typically have a better financial situation. Mm-hmm. You also know that, for the most part, again, like you said, there's always exceptions. But it's less likely that somebody's just going to bail on you than if you're just dating and living together because you're not sharing a lease agreement or something.
You can't just cut and run. Yeah.
Well, right. It's harder to do that legally and financially if you're married. And then, you know, you've also made a commitment to somebody. And I do want to steal the spotlight for just 1 second and just say that I was going to use this for my story yesterday, but I was out yesterday sick. But yesterday was my 10-year wedding anniversary to my lovely wife. So
just congratulations, David.
Put that out there.
Good deal. 10 years.
That's wild that that was 10 years ago. And you had the food for your wedding was Jimmy John's, right?
Yes, it was.
Right after the courthouse?
And he's not making that up.
No. No. No, yes.
I know it couldn't have been easy.
But it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the time.
Well, he ordered the number three. She ordered the five. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, 10 years. And the countdown continues.
Oh, yeah. All right, back to the countdown. The Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, Aaron Rupar, if you're not on social media all that often, you won't know who that is probably. But he is a left-wing idiot social media influencer who also advises the White House in some capacity.
Yeah, he's got some yank, some pull.
He is a yank. But, yeah, anyway.
That's true.
He tried to go after Elon Musk.
Yeah, and he actually told the truth, which is amazing for him. Elon Musk tweeted out, NBC just hired and immediately fired Ronna McDaniel because the team refused to let even one Republican join them. That's how biased these people are. Aaron Rupar is not hearing it, okay? Hey, Elon, they got Nicole Wallace, Joe Scarborough, Michael Steele, and Charlie Sykes. They're Republicans. You dope.
Well, actually, not really, because I know Joe Scarborough made a big deal when he left the Republican Party, so he's not a Republican.
Yeah, well, don't tell Aaron that.
Nicole Wallace is not a Republican anymore. I think she made a big deal out of it. I'm not sure about Charlie Sykes.
None of these people even self-identify as Republicans anymore, by the way.
No. What garbage that
this guy,
is.
I mean, countdown continues.
This is the type of crap you just got to wade through all the time, you know?
Well, it reminds me of Joy Reid saying, this isn't about not having a Republican. I mean, I'd love to have, name two, Adam Kinzinger.
Yeah.
And?
Liz Cheney.
Yes. She actually said it.
She said it.
Yes. All right, Scott Robbins trifecta.
That's what irritated me about those two being on that whole committee to begin with.
Of course, it was a
joke. It's bipartisan.
And finally, one.
Number one, the headline reads, NBC News story or Biden press release?
Yeah, why not add to their journalism credibility? Report about the Biden judicial nominee. I thought this was interesting. This came from NBC News. The White House is ramping up its fight to confirm an embattled judicial nominee who would be the first Muslim American ever to serve in a U.S. federal appeals court. Embattled? What are you talking about? A radical left winger embattled? Because that's exactly what this guy is. Why is he embattled, journalist? Tell me.
I don't know, man.
Give me the receipts. Why?
I cannot answer that. No.
And there you have it.
Yes. These guys suck.
Yeah.
Every day.
Did you happen to hear this story out of the state of Washington? Sheriff's office. And they actually posted the update on Facebook. A guy called to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't have a hunting card for a license for that one?
Or? He said he's going to be coming from out of town in April. Want to know if Bigfoot hunting is still legal. And if so, does he need a special license? Told him it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office. Said he already called them, and that's who referred him.
They bounced it back.
Yes. So whoever took the call passed it up the chain of command. Said he told him he'd wait to hear back and wanted to clarify he was only interested in a male Sasquatch. Said he wouldn't hunt or shoot a female.
Well, population's dwindled over the years, so yeah.
So the chief police wanted to pass along a couple of pieces of information in case anyone else wants to travel to the area to hunt Bigfoot. One guy was asking about this specific area called Meadow Lake, which is actually in a different county. So the sheriff there would have to have more info. Two, he's pretty sure there aren't any around, because one of his deputies would have hit one with their patrol car by now. So,
Well, also, I mean, you know what? If you think it's Sasquatch and you shoot somebody or something, I mean, a lot of dudes, I mean, sometimes, you know, they get in those wooded areas, they look like him.
Well, and of course, different people that have heard this story are thinking about the hairiest friend that they have.
Well, yeah.
Saying, hey, don't go anywhere near there.
Yeah. Sasquatch season, it's not a time to be wandering around there. Furball.
So, yeah, you may get shot, so you got to watch out for that. Yeah, we got a lot to get to also with Nimrods in the news. Well, one guy, this is kind of crazy. arrested for beating a man with a PVC pipe. Haven't heard anything like that in a while.
No.
Yeah, that's part of Nimrods. We'll get to that in a news update next.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show.
God dang.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, with rising costs and concerns about the economy, running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a while.
Yes, yes, it is. You can simplify the operation and make it better. We're going to have to explain this a little bit.
I will. We will.
Okay. You're laughing. Okay. Well, you simplify the nuts and bolts of your business with NetSuite by Oracle.
Everything you need to grow your business all there in one place.
You get a customized solution for all of your key performance indicators.
And it's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins.
Yeah. And having it all together there makes it easier to make good decisions for the future.
And right now, oh my goodness.
Yeah, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. You download their KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
Okay, I'm sorry, you know, for all the laughter. Sometimes off air, we're just goofing.
Yeah.
Part of the show is a little under the weather, maybe on goofballs.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, there was a clip that you had, David, of Janet Yellen, along with Andrea Mitchell, talking about Elon Musk in China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whenever you hear Janet Yellen, at least to me, I always go back to when she admitted she didn't understand the supply chain issues you know, a few years ago, and then didn't really understand inflation. I didn't understand at the time. And so I was wondering what it would sound like if Janet Yellen was, you know, talking about NetSuite by Oracle and how that would go.
Yes.
As we were about to talk about NetSuite by Oracle. And then
the hilarity ensued. Yes.
Yes.
So it may not make any sense to you. It's just immaturity, you know.
Glad we don't stream this thing sometimes, I'll tell you.
People ask for it.
The video, I know. We'd have to tighten ourselves up a little bit. Yeah.
One of these days, the maturity will happen.
It will.
Part of the show. Yeah, can't promise.
I know.
All right, you had a news update, David?
I forgot what it was.
Something to do with Janet Yellen?
I got distracted by Janet Yellen.
Okay.
Or Jamie's version of Janet Yellen, at least. Yeah.
You know, he's working on that impersonation. It's really starting to click.
It's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I told you before, man, part of it, I feel mean doing it. And at the same time, it's like she shouldn't be in that job. After she didn't understand the supply chain issue in that gig, how do you keep your gig?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like you have an answer to the question.
No.
I'm waiting for you to say, I don't understand. You can keep the job, and I don't either.
Yeah,
you don't. It's like you don't understand the supply chain. But still, we're going to her for some sort of expertise, I guess. And with that, we get the Nimrods. Roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
Nimrods in the News. All right. Nimrods in the News. We start down by Atlanta. Police got a call Saturday morning about an ex-employee at a waste management company showed up and took a front loader for a spin.
Wow.
His name is Eddie Sanchez, 38. They had fired him this past September. He was still driving it around their lot when cops got there, but then he took off and started driving down a public road. Mm. So you had a bunch of police cars chasing after him. Thing weighs 75,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Couldn't do much. But then a quick-thinking cop went back to the business where a current employee agreed to let him hop on a second front loader and chase him down. The guy was a few miles away by then, so they gave the employee a police escort, and when he got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip him.
Oh, well.
Which is incredible.
Okay, that sounds badass, actually.
I know. It landed on its side, no one got hurt, and no property was damaged besides the front loader. A cop's chest cam got it all on video. So Eddie Sanchez is now facing charges for theft, obstruction, criminal damage to property, eluding police, and reckless driving.
Wow. It's like battle bots, but with construction machinery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Then he had a gas station employee in Pittsburgh arrested because he beat a man with a PVC pipe.
Dang.
Why did he do that? Well, the guy threw a banana at him.
Oh, well, that'll do it. That'll trigger it.
Well, I mean,
I'm not saying it's right, but I understand.
It's a PVC pipe. I mean, that's proportionate.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a steel pipe.
No.
It can sting.
I mean, it could hurt, but it's not going to do.
But that guy ain't
going to
be throwing bananas at people anymore.
That's true.
Get that. And then this old lady in England thought she found a baby hedgehog on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Wanted to do the right thing. Oh, worried about it and rushed it to the vet. Turned out it was just a fluffy pom-pom from a hat.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't understand at the time that it wasn't a hedgehog. And that's Nimrods in the News.